We're going to do one more story, then we're going to take a short intermission. We mentioned at the top of the show that this gentleman is coming under the Nerdalogs podcast umbrella with his great show, Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. This is Tim Dunn. Yeah!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Can we get another round of applause for Chris Crotwell's story, by the way? That was amazing. Chris, you don't have to worry about vomiting in front of me. One of the first times I met Clayton, I had just vomited all over the Belmont stop. So, and...
Yeah!
I had just vomited on my shoes, and Clayton went, "What's wrong with your shoes?" And I said, "I don't remember this, but my friends told me." I said, "Ah, they keep my feet warm." So, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm kind of nervous about my monologue because I'm not entirely sure that I can like plug this on Facebook or stuff. We have some tech savvy people here. There is a way that you can like not allow like one specific person to see it, right? Yeah. There is that. That's a thing. Good night. Then I might be okay. Mine is about romance. When I was told that the theme was Full Hearts, two things came to mind. Romance and the part in A Link to the Past where you're climbing the mountain and those boulders keep hitting you. And because and it made me think of this time where I got my hopes up in love, and my hearts were completely depleted that night again and again and again. It was two New Year's Eves ago, and to follow the metaphor I've already established, let's call this girl Zelda. So I know this girl in Chicago named Zelda, and we. I met her at this theater I worked at after college where it was a outdoor historical drama theater. And if you don't know what that is, it's like when people come up to you and you're supposed to be dressed like of a certain time period and shit. And if you think, oh, Tim, that sounds like a really bad job for you, you're right. Like, she was really good at it. She'd be like, oh, what's a cell phone? And, like, they'd come up to me and I'd be like, hey, what's up? So I would maybe see Zelda like two or three times a year. But out of nowhere, she said, hey, do you want to go to your friends from college New Year's Eve party? And maybe we'll meet up ahead of time and head over there together. And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was thinking about that. And I was like, wait a minute. This, I mean, I may be wrong. I'm terrible with human interaction just in general. But this sounds like it could be a date. Not only because like it was like, oh, let's meet up and head over there together, but I rarely talk about these things, but like New Year's Eve is like a pretty solid sex holiday, right? Like we can all agree on that. Like I have yeah. Like I have pulled two do you want to get out of here's in my life, and they both worked, I think, because they were on New Year's Eve. And here's a pro tip for one night stands, by the way. Don't think that you need to go out for breakfast with the person next morning, because that really ruins the mystique. So anyways, I consulted with a friend of mine, maybe the worst friend to consult with on this. His name's Asher Perlman. Some of you know him, and for those of you who don't know him, he's the wrong person to talk to about advice for women, because... Like, on a cellular, like a molecular level, he's made of handsome. Like, he doesn't need to try. You know what I mean? But in the end, we sort of, like, came to the conclusion, like, I had two options. I could either, like clarify, like, what's going on before the party, or I could play it cool. And that second option has never been an option for me. So what I decided to do is just clarify things before the party. So I got into Zelda's car. She picks me up. I get into Zelda's car. We're talking. It's like, fine. And then I ask, like, because we're getting close to my friend's place. I ask, hey, listen, whatever the answer is, that's fine. But I just want to know, like, is this like a date? here are the responses I was prepared for. Yes or no. What I got was laughter. It was like a heavy laughter, and then no, and then here's the shitty thing I did. I started like not blaming, but like kind of blaming it on her. I was like, oh yeah, but you wanted to meet up ahead of time, and then we'd head over together. So yeah. So then before we went in, I was like, okay, cool. Just glad that I know. I wanted to, of course. But then before we went in there, I was like, I tried to wrap it up, and I was like, hey, I'm not your date, but I got your back in there. And it was like a fun little thing or whatever. Yeah. So we go in there, and the first thing that Zelda does is go up to my friends, I'm not making this up, and says, guys, I have the funniest story. You will not believe what Tim just said to me in the car. And I was right next to her, like, and look, she was not trying to be mean. She's just, Zelda's a little dumb, you guys, like, she's just a little dumb. And I think she genuinely thought this was going to be funny. So, like, all my college friends are, like, in a circle around her. And she's like, Tim asked if this was a date. And I think my college friends were expecting something funny to happen. But the only thing on their faces was like, oh, Tim, what are you? So I survived through that. But then for the rest of the night, here's what Zelda does. Again, sort of oblivious to feelings, I guess. She's not a sociopath, but she acts a lot like a sociopath, you guys. She starts using the little catchphrase I made in the car. Hey, I'm not your date, but I got your back. And she yells it across the room for the rest of the night. Now, I'm a man who I can rarely look like I'm enjoying the things that I enjoy in life. Like, there's no way that I can pass off, like, yeah, this is what I want on this night. So, to cap the night off, she goes home with a buddy of mine and sleeps with him. It's okay. It's really okay. This guy had slept with some ex-girlfriends of mine. His purpose in life is to sleep with women. I've just accepted that. His name is, for the metaphor, Ganon. Let's call him Ganon. But so then I my college friend, I'll kind of know what's up. And I think one of them talked to her and she calls me the next day and was like, hey, let's get lunch. And I was like, oh, that sounds awful. But I agree anyways. So then we grab lunch and she was like, that wasn't rude of me or anything. And here's the thing that 28-year-old Tim knows is what, let's just all, just as a race of people, let's just all be, like, more honest with each other, okay? Because if I'd have just been, like, in the car, have been like, you know what? I kind of thought this was a date, but if it's not, that's totally bad. You know, just a little bit more honest. But when she said, did you think it was a date? I was like, no, of course not. At lunch the next day. So it's super weird between me and Zelda right now. And Zelda is also my ride home for the holidays. So we did that this year. I rode home with her, and she would, like, anytime a song had sexual content, she would fast forward. So what I've come to realize is, like, ladies and gentlemen, I think a lot of people are going to have sort of positive messages tonight, and that's great. What I'm saying is, let's keep those expectations a little low. Like in life sometimes, like in life overall. Like the best days of my life have been the ones where I just don't put high expectations up there, and I just let good things happen. And I think we could all do that. And I think from now on, for the holidays, I'm just going to take the Megabus. Thank you, guys.